you gotta move to a different beat. No,
Sophie, I don't know if you were aware, but I started recording already.
Sure you did.
I did. See? Look.
Bye, guys.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes,
no.
Yes, 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 yes. Guess what? Yesterday, we took boxes from the garage and brought them inside, and now we fall over in them, and it's really fun, and now our puppy Miu sleeps in the boxes, and Ranger does not like them at all.
Okay, so let me tell you, this is a quick disclaimer, guys.
Sorry.
Quick disclaimer, I will be telling you before I actually start the real thing, the doodle bob. Yeah, before I actually do that, I'm going to, my picture for this thing is going to be different than it usually is. It's going to be a picture of Sophie falling over in a box, or me in my box robot costume. Should we do the box robot costume?
I don't know.
I say we should.
Bye.
Fall over, fall over, fall over, fall over. Fall over, Sophie.
Mia's in the way.
No, she isn't. You can just go forward. Okay, and now what I came here to talk to you about. The Dodgeball card game, the old, from the creator, if you like exploding kittens, you will most likely like this game. What is going on, Sophie? Are you okay?
I'm okay.
May I present to you Throw Throw Burrito, a Dodgeball card game. Now, it's not like I'm going to read you the rules, but I'll just give you an overall gist of the game. You should have one Fear Me badge, two squishy burritos, six burrito bruises that looks like just dead burritos, and then 120 cards, 60 cards per deck. That's how many cards you should have. And if you don't have that many anything, then you're pretty much dead. And if you don't have the instructions, you're pretty much dead also. Recently got a new bed. Hold on.
Okay, so basically, the thing is very flimsy,
and she was trying to pull her leg over the edge of the box, and she started to fall, and then I thought her head was going to hit a game cabinet.
That's what I thought.
And it almost did. It's just that her very stiff bun protected her. So, yeah.
So, I'm alive.
So, continuing on with Throw Burrito.
Okay, were you just watching me fall?
Yeah, I was enjoying it, too.
Teo!
Okay. Okay, so basically, this is how the game works. Now, it's not like I'm going to read from the rules or anything, but I'm going to be reading from the rules. Okay. Let's start with the actual rules, because... Actually, no, I'm going to be... Oh, my gosh. I must do this. Sorry. Edit. Okay, I'm back and ready. So, let's do this. So,
okay.
I am going to be reading the rules of Throw Throw Burrito. I'm going to be reading the rules of Bro Bro Torito, because...
Where's Miu?
Yeah. Where is Miu, anyway?
Miu, what you doing?
Miu.
Okay.
Miu.
I'll let you do your own thing.
She's going into the bedroom. I don't know. Okay. So let's start. The goal of the game is to win two rounds by earning the most points. You earn the most points by passing cards around the table and collecting a three of a kind as fast as you can. Some special sets trigger throwing battles where the first person to be hit by a burrito loses a point. Collect cards and avoid airborne burritos to achieve squishy dominance. Just two of you read this side first, and then go see the game variant section on the other side of the sheet. Shuffle the deck into cards, approximately 15 cards face down to each player. Don't bother getting cards exactly. Anything close to 15 is fine. Put this personal draw pile on your right. Split the remaining cards into two evenish piles and place them face down in the middle of the table as community piles. Place the burrito bruises in the middle of the table. Each player should count their top five cards from their personal draw pile and look at them. Leave them in the rest of the pile face down. Try to get three matching cards as quickly as you can by discarding cards in your hand one at a time. When you get a... Are you okay?
She's sitting on me.
When you get a set of three matching cards, put them face up in front of your pile in a single pile, your score pile, and draw three more cards from personal draw pile. You can never
why
have...
Why are you reading from the instructions?
Because I said I'm going to be reading from the instructions. You can never have more than five cards in your hand.
Words?
No,
because it's too difficult to do that.
Oh, come on.
Miu, come here. Stop it.
It is not that hard to put things in your own words. Am I right, guys? Comment down below.
There are no comments! How many times must I tell you?
All the time. Comment down below.
No, guys. There are no comments! You know what? Just stop.
Fine, I'll do it in my own words. Basically, you have to get matches of three cards, put them down. If you get a match of three cards, that's a burrito duel, a burrito brawl, or a burrito war, then that's 2 points. If you're the one that triggers the burrito duel, you have to choose two players, could possibly be including yourself. You could be in two players. You have to choose two players, but if there are only two players, then you two have to get up and do that. But if not, then you have to choose two players to go back to back and do a duel. They have to take three steps, 3, 2, 1, and when they say burrito, after they say burrito, you have to turn around and throw. Keep in mind that you can run, duck, dodge, or delay your throw when doing a duel. A burrito war, if you trigger a burrito war, everyone else at the table except for you gets up and starts throwing burritos at each other. And burrito brawl, if there are only two... Just saying, if there are only two players playing, then all of these wars are with those two players. So, anyway, a burrito brawl is where the people on your left and your right, not the person ahead of you, just on the left and the right, get up and start a brawl. They start pelting people with burritos. Yeah, first one to get hit loses and gets a burrito bruise. A burrito bruise equals -1 point. Okay?
Why are you pacing?
Because I can! Why? Are you judging me?
Yes.
Okay. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Okay, so do, where do, was
do,
I?
Do, 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 do. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. If you're wondering what that was,
that was the Big City Green theme song.
Yes. Watch it now. The link is down below.
There is no link and there is no comment description.
Actually, there is a description, but I don't know how to do links.
Okay. Huh. So for the first time in my life, Sophie was actually right about the podcast thing. I can do descriptions and I can do links, but I decide not to because I'm a person. Okay, let's do this. Continuing on. Okay, at the end of round one, whoever has the most points gets the Fear Me badge. The Fear Me badge looks like a giant hulky burrito with nipples. Yes, a giant hulky burrito with nipples. Sophie, how about you describe it?
Okay, so basically I've won it so many times, so that's how
you've won it twice! You've won it twice!
And we've played it like twice.
We've played five times! I won the other two times.
Okay, well, anyway. So, don't kill yourself. But,
No, sorry, she was talking to me.
So, basically, it's this red thing. It says Fear Me on it, and
basically you just win it. Yeah.
Okay, so that's what the Fear Me badge is. On the Fear Me badge is the words Fear Me, two stars, has red, white, orange, yellow, and white. Wait, I already said white.
Said that.
And then a giant hulky burrito that looks like the squishy burritos, but with a weird face and nipples. And the odd six-pack. You know those weird six-pack things you see in the movies? Those are usually, like, tight together. They're actually separated. They're actually separated, and it's really weird to look at. Anyway, continuing on. If two people tie in a round, then all the people, no, not all the people, what am I saying? That's a later thing. If two people tie in a round, they have to resolve it in a duel. If three people tie in a round, someone has to keep drawing cards, and you have to put all the cards in one deck, and someone has to keep drawing cards until the burrito war turns up, and then it's an all-out burrito war, not just everyone except for the person that drew it, an all-out burrito war, so whoever gets hit last is the winner. So, yeah. But that's just round one. That also concludes for all ties. So, basically, same thing in round two, but at the end of round two, if a different player has the most points, then the person who originally had the most points, they have to resolve it in a duel. Yeah. And now here is the thing. I need to read from the rules for this one because I can't remember. I do remember one thing, though.
What?
If two battles are yelled at approximately the same time, then everyone gets up and starts an all-out war. Here we go. Ties and battles. Any battles that result in ties because two players were simultaneously hit, the tied players must resolve a tie with a duel. That's basically what all ties happen. Hitting. Anytime you throw a burrito and it hits another battling player, it counts as a hit. Yeah. You know what a hit is. Anytime you throw a burrito and it does not hit a battling player, it counts as a miss. If you hit a player who is not in the battle, it counts as a miss. If the burrito hits another chair, object, table, chair, etc., before hitting you, the throw counts as a miss. After any miss, any battling player can pick up the burrito and immediately throw it again. Now, that is in bold orange letters, so that way you know that you kind of have to do that. Catching. This is basically like dodgeball, so like, if you catch a burrito, then the person that threw it at you loses the battle. And, if you catch a burrito while holding another burrito, it successfully ends the battle. If you try to catch a burrito and fumble it, as long as it doesn't hit another object during your fumble, it counts as a catch. You can run, dodge, duck, or use other objects or players as shields. Use a burrito to shield you to deflect another burrito thrown at you. And run, hide, or delay before firing in a duel. You already knew that. You can't hold more than one burrito at once unless you catch one while already holding one. Block another player from picking up a burrito. Slap a burrito off of the table towards the player and cheat. If it feels like cheating, it's probably cheating. Don't cheat, kids. It's bad for your teeth, I guess.
No, it's not.
I don't care. I don't care about your opinion.
He's not a dentist. Don't listen to any teeth advice.
Oh, come on. I know plenty about good teeth advice.
Sure you
anything. Do. I got this from a good educational movie. Anything that tastes good must be good for you.
Kids, don't listen to that.
I got it from a cartoon. Don't judge me. Okay.
A cartoon where kids brought their teeth.
Okay, here's the thing. If you have two decks, basically it's just the same thing, just with twice the amount of cards, burritos, Fear Me badges, and burrito bruises.
And awesomeness.
And awesomeness. Oh, just saying, when I went to Target to get this, they had an inflatable version, but I didn't, like, inflatable burrito. Like, the burritos were inflatable. And I really didn't know whether or not to get that because it was $30.
$30.
I would have only had 25 left. Before you buy this game is really expensive. It costs $25 at Target. I don't know how much it costs at other places because I really only go to Target to buy my games. Yeah.
Also, buy Exploding Kittens and other games by this company. They rule.
Yeah, they rule. They have four games, Bears vs. Babies, You Got Crabs, Exploding Kittens, and Throw Burrito. I have Exploding Kittens. Got it two Christmases ago. The Christmas of 2018.
Okay.
And I also have Throw Throw Burrito, which I'm telling you about right now. So here, have a burrito. Totally worth it. Actually, no, there's a picture is going to be of me throwing a burrito at Sophie.
No, it's not.
And Sophie throwing a burrito at me.
Yes, it is.
Both. Both.
Yes, it's happening. Yes, happening.
It's going to be both, though.
Sadness.
Okay, here we go. What was I doing anyway?
Nothing.
I was doing... What was it? I was telling you about the variants. The small room variant and the two-deck variant are literally the same thing. Before throwing, you have to switch the burrito from hand to hand behind your back and then throw. But that's only on the first throw. And it's just the same for duels. That's literally it. That's literally the small room and the literally the small room and the two-player variant.
Basically, buy this game if you have an annoying sibling and you want to pelt stuff at your siblings legally. And if you're an adult and you just like to have fun and throw stuff at other adults legally.
Okay, so I'm going to read from the box here. Okay, I'm going to read this from the box here. From the creators of Exploding Kittens, Throw Throw Burrito. Okay, hold on. It's good for family game and grown-up game night. Yeah. And so basically,
buy the game.
It
costs not that much when you think about it.
$25.
Not that much.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, 10 out of 10 for a free excuse to pelt your siblings with burritos for no reason at all. If I said bro thurrito, but like not the same thing, don't sue me. Cause I only have a set financial plan suggesting that I die next Thursday. I'm saying the truth. I only have $30-some.
That is quite sad.
Yeah, I know. So, guys, buy the game. So, guys, buy the game. Enjoy the game. Pelt your friends / siblings with burritos.
For legal reasons.
So, yep, we are now signing off. This is...
No, we are not. Okay, yes, we are.
Yeah, Sophie, that's what I was going to say. This has been going on for 16 minutes.
Okay.
This is Sopi and Huiobi. Spell H-U-I-O-B-H-I.
No one's going to remember that.
I don't care. They can listen to this podcast again and again and again. Okay, anyway. This is signing off as Jeff _ Sopi.
Okay.
And Huiobi. Signing off for today. And remember, buy burrito, buy bro thurrito, or I will come to your house
No, you
and
won't.
Give it to you.